Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
Welcome to the Friday podcast, and I pray to the gods that you, fat boy, can lift the family up with a decent, fruity Friday joke.
Of course I will, Jimmy boy. And also from the vault, we are going to replay one of Rush Hour's biggest stories that happened last year.
Oh, yes. The pandemic. The grand final moved interstate, and all the big sporting events around the world were cancelled. That sort of stuff.
No, no, and no, Jim. It's the day I took a...
a dump.
In a park and blamed Rover, the dog.
This is a story that you directly stole from a man down at the Mornington Peninsula that Dermot knew.
Oh, I'd pinch this one from the Cremorne Hotel, the bloke in there.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
The Rush Hour's Friday Flashback.
We did step back in time.
October 1, 2020.
Yes. It's not a joke, but something that happened to me this morning.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So it's just a life story.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure if I should tell it because it's interesting.
Oh.
So last night I had a couple of beers. A mate come down, Corey from Ballarat, and he likes to have a few frothies, so I had a few frothies. I couldn't sleep last night, and I wake up early. The cats are playing. I don't know. There's a bit happening. So I wake up early, which I never do. Put on the runners, and I go for a walk, Jim. So I go down to my local park, which is 10 minutes away in Geelong. This is this morning, Jim.
Yes.
Right? So I've gone for a walk, and I've walked a lap and walking down there, and fair to say I was busting for a crap.
Oh, no.
Jim,
oh.
I was. Because every morning I'm a morning person, Jim.
Yes.
Yes.
Ballyang Century.
Well, it was mighty close to Ballyang Century, it was. So I'm busting for one. There's no dunnies where I was at this oval.
Please tell me you didn't stop.
Well, I found a tree, right? A couple of trees, Jim.
Well,
so I didn't want to tell you this, but
you can't operate this way.
Well, so I quickly put the shorts down, Jim, and I was sitting there minding my own business, doing my own business.
Next to a tree.
Next to a tree, Jim.
I don't think that's legal.
Yes, it is. Well,
or acceptable.
But I'm squatting too, which I'm not too good at, Jim. Anyway, you wouldn't believe what happened.
I don't believe it so far.
No, you wouldn't believe what happened, Jim. This big dog comes. A big dog came bounding towards me, right? And it got off the leash or whatever. And it was like that bloke on the TV. That dog come bounding towards me.
I don't want to hear anymore.
So this dog comes bounding towards me. So I quickly stand up, pull my shorts up. Well,
had you done any?
But I'm standing there. And I'm going, oh, you're a big dog and nice dog and all that. And the owner, an older lady, finally comes running up going, Rover, come here, Rover. Anyway,
what the hell?
So you wouldn't believe. And she said, look, it's a good dog. It won't bite you. It's all good and all that. And I go, that's fine, Dale. All right. And
now,
Jim, you wouldn't believe what happened next.
I don't want to hear what happened next.
She looks down. She goes, oh, Rover, you haven't. Put on a plastic glove, Jim. She put a plastic glove on. She picked up my turn.
I cannot hear any more of this.
And put it in a bag, Jim. Jim, I'm telling you. And she walked off with my turn. Well, what am I going to say? That's my turn.
That you cannot do this.
She walked off, Jim, with my turn.
Would have been warm in her hand.
And she thought Rover had done it.
No. Jeez, that's a big one from Rover. Look at the size of that body.
Can you believe that, Jim?
No, I can't. That's made me feel all wrong as we go into the footy tonight.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know what it's like?
Yes.
Neglect, lack of intimacy, lack of close touchness.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour Fruity Friday podcast with James Brayshaw and Essendon District Reserves cricketer Anthony William Brownless.
So we were talking about this with The Rock during the week, and that is when you finish up, he got a bit emotional talking to the boys and all the rest of it.
Is,
and everyone, you stand up and tell your mates. When I retired, Bill, we were three Shield games into the 1997 season. Three games in because I had an offer to go and work on Breakfast Radio in Adelaide. It was really good money, and back then
Bill, you can't 96, 97, I can't remember the years too well, but my last year of playing first-class cricket for South Australia, we won the Sheffield Shield final.
Yep.
So that means there were 11 Sheffield Shield matches in that year.
Yes.
Plus a tour match. I can't remember who we played, who the touring team was that year. So that's 12 matches.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost the final of the one-day comp.
Right.
So we played three one-day games and then the final, so four.
Mm.
That is the most games you could play in 95, 96 as a first-class cricketer playing
anywhere.
Anywhere. Yeah. So in Australia. Yeah. So, Bill, have a guess what my group certificate said at the end of that season.
You would have got paid a lot of money, I reckon.
$36,000.
For, say, 20 games.
$36,000. Gross. Oh, Bill, that's gross.
Gross.
Yeah.
Take
half of that away. Well, half, but so take
16. You get 20 grand.
You end up with 20.
What's wrong with that?
$20,000.
Come on, Jim. I'd be happy with that.
I'm very happy for the modern players to earn what they earn because that was seriously what we earned. So when SAFM over there in Adelaide came and said, we want you to do breakfast radio, their offer, I'm not going to tell you what it was, but it was considerably north of that.
More than 20.
And I had Henry coming, and so I was like, it was a pretty easy decision to make. Anyway, so the last game I played was at the Wacker, which was closing the loop because it was also where I played my first game. So I'm in Perth playing this game.
Romantic.
So, Bill, we had to hang on to draw. Jason Gillespie batted for about 3.5 hours to draw the game against a full blowing WA team.
Ooh,
back
bouncy.
Then it was Langer and I think Hussey was playing and Martin and Moody and...
And a bouncy wicket.
Gilchrist, of course.
Angel.
And Julian and Angel and Brad Hogg. So they had a bloody good team. Anyway, we held on to draw in the rooms afterwards. I'm never playing again. I'm staying in Perth. They're flying back to get ready for the next game. So it was, you know, it was one of those things where we're all sitting around and it was a bit of the old kumbaya. You know, it was a bit sort of, we're all here.
That
anyway.
Happens, yes.
So Jamie Siddons, who was the captain, who I've said to you before, I absolutely loved. Yep. He's a champ. Great to play for. He stood up after, you know, the esky had been
emptied
and we got some more in. And anyway, he stood up and he said, all right, Bray's had a great time playing for us and we've loved playing with him. So well done. And he said some really nice things. Yep. And then he said, all right, we're all sitting around in a circle. So I want everyone in the circle to say something about playing cricket
with
all
Jim.
These years with Jim.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was Bluey and there's Darren
nice.
Lehman.
Were they
and,
nice?
Well, I can't, who else? Jason Gillespie, Tim May. You know, there were some amazing players in our team as well.
Yeah.
And they all did their, a couple of them had to really think hard.
Yes.
But and they all said really nice things.
Oh, nice.
Good. So we get all the way around. And as you can imagine with me, I got to about the third bloke and I said, listen, how much more of this are we doing?
Come on, we can't.
We can't do any more of this. But they all, anyway. Got around to about the eighth bloke, who was Shane George.
Fast bowler. Yeah.
So Georgie had had all that time to think about something. So there was a pause and everyone's giving it the righto, Georgie, your turn. He looks at me and he goes, can I have your pads?
Can I have your pads? That's all.
That's all he said.
Oh, jeez. Can I have your pads? Come on, Shane.
I had to hand,
find something.
I had to hand my pads over
to
him.
Oh, you gave them to him?
I gave them to him.
Gloves?
Well, then, what do you reckon the next bloke did? Mark Harity.
Yeah, what? Well, oh, yeah, left arm.
Actually, always liked that bat. Yeah,
don't give the bat
so
away.
So the dingbats at the end, that's all they said, well, while we're doing that.
Good.
I wouldn't mind that patch. So, Bill, fair to say they couldn't think of anything particularly.
No, so they must have loved you.
Yeah,
couldn't
really.
Wait to get your bads.
I don't think those blokes did. Anyway, so that was how I finished up.
Better than Gary Ayres. He just said, Bill, you're out, piss off. You're done. Too old, too slow. Yeah,
two games, you get to 200.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Thanks, Easy. You know what? He was right.
Yeah, that's, isn't that the thing that shits you?
That shits you.
It's a Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
They're the colours, Jim.
Right.
The magenta, the rose, talkies. And teal.
Torquays
and teal.
Hang on a second, hang on.
Well done to Zach there. And then, of course, we thought we might have got gold, but we got silver with Kyle Chalmers.
Chalmers.
But also at Collingwood, Jeremy Howe.
Oh.
How good that?
How good that? That good?
Good?
Yeah.
And also the Kookaburras, Jim. Do you see that? 2-2 they defeated the Netherlands. That was a beauty.
Well, 2-2's not a defeat.
2-2, so you fool's head, I said. 2-2. 2-2, and they got through there. Jimmy boy, we've got bit of Olympics and we've got a bit of the footy.
Come on then.
There's no... Right. Let's go straight into it. I don't know what I want. Is Mitch Marsh, hard to say that.
Not really.
Is he taking the next step? You say it. How do you say it, Finchie?
Mitch Marsh.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, not
hard. hockey semi-final. G'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. Beautiful sunshiny day. And great to be you, Rebs. Japan, 3rd on 17, Jim. And then Australia.
Yep.
14 goals.
No, very good.
Four silver. Round 21, Hawthorn take on Collingwood in Launceston, Jim, this Sunday. It's the first time Collingwood has played in Tassie. You're a Tassie boy up the other end, Hobart.
Down the other
yep.
end.
Well, up or down, depends where you're standing.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, and now I want you to have a listen to this, Jim, because tonight on the track and the field.
Track and the field.
Well, it is the track and the field.
Yeah.
Band-Aid by Bello.
Oh, but it's Band-Aid. That's it. You've never heard of John Keeble before, have you?
No, I've never heard of Band-Aid Bello.
What do you call him?
Band-Aid Bello.
Band-Aid Bello.
Well, we'll see, won't we? Because, Fats on fire. In fire and on fire. He went to China and he didn't want to say that, but they kept him there in Russia and he couldn't go back and play in
Russia.
Russia. What's in Russia? China, Russia.
China,
big countries,
Russia.
Big countries.
Big
completely
countries.
Different
no,
countries.
Nowhere near the same place.
Anyway, we love Paddy Mills. Overnight, we've won. Well, we haven't won the gold yet, but we have won the gold. Depends when you're listening, I suppose.
Oh, no. Well, what sort of a start
well,
to wrap
it's a hard one, Jim. And the other thing, if I went to the Olympics and represent Australia, I'd be in the decathlon, Jim.
Would you?
Well, I'm a long jumper, high jumper.
Not. You're none of those things.
Shot put,
no,
discus.
Discus.
Discus. We just saw it then. The men's K2, over 1,000 metres,
yes.
Jim. Australia, in the boat was Tom Green. And Jean van der Westermeisen. It was great to watch.
It was.
And I tell you what was great. Our bronzed boomers, they were unbelievable. 46 medals, Jim. That's
incredible.
Our best, equals our best ever with Athens. So well done, everyone there.
Where was that?
Athens.
Athens.
What else? Adelaide has told key defender Daniel, Jim.
That's him.
Get it right.
Yeah.
All right. Hard to win. And that's about all in a very succinct and good rap.
Succinct.
Yep.
Righto. Your magic is because you can't speak.
Thank you, Jim.
Which is interesting when you're on radio, because that's really
what
all that happens.
You should do, Jim. I'm very good question asker, Jim. And when Goldie comes on, I've got some beauties.
I'm very good question asker. How's that for a sentence? One of the 50 caught my attention, because instead of the beautiful, what's his name, Martin, the famous soccer commentator, Martin, anyway,
Luther.
Martin Luther.
No more fighting with the young
Bill,
boys.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever again.
Or no more wine might be
no,
better.
No, that one's, that's okay.
You couldn't even remember it.
No.
Remember?
Hard word to say.
Hard word to say to Retired at the Suns. These are all
Big
the Suns.
Zach.
Yeah, Big Zach. David Asprey. Asprey.
Oh, no.
It's always been hard to say that.
No, no, it hasn't.
It has.
No,
three premierships at Richmond.
Who?
At David. Very good player.
Asprey. He's called him.
But a good boy.
Very good boy.
Three premierships. Well done to you, David.
Asprey.
No, that's the Asprey.
What is it then?
Asprey.
Ash. You put an S in there like an Ash.
Tokyo, Jim, has been our most successful Olympics ever.
That's it.
That's it.
That's your Olympic wrap.
See ya, Paris, in 3 years. Pasta la vista.
Pasta la vista. That's Mexican anyway, isn't it? Or Spanish or something. It's got nothing to do with bloody...
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. Don't forget tonight, the Bulldogs versus Power,
yes,
live from Marvel Stadium.
Big game. Big game for the Dogs.
Bloody big game.
Cannot drop that.
Because Brisbane can just come in
lurking.
There.
Ooh, of course, yes. Lurking. Mm. All right, so Fat.
Yep.
Friday, fruity one.
Yes.
Mm, all right.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
And we do apologise off the top, Jim. If we offend you,
standard.
You yeah, apologise.
No. Yeah. And if we haven't offended yet, stay with us. We will.
Listen to him. What's wrong with him?
Jim!
What?
What do a penis and a Rubik's Cube have in common, Jim?
What?
The more you play with it, the harder it gets.
Oh, no.
Come on. Look at Jim.
That's not appropriate. Look at him. That's not actually appropriate.
Jill didn't know what a Rubik's Cube is.
Oh, no. So it's just so disappointing to end a week like that,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yep.
Take that home. Dinner table, Jim.
Oh, no, like... I wouldn't have thought.
Woo! Good work, Bill. You've been good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.